probably over the last 6 months. So I'm looking forward to getting back there and spending some extended time there and see what it is actually like.
Ben, last night it was heartbreaking for a lot of people to watch. People were especially nervous. I've been reading heaps of people on Tumblr today. Are you aware of that?
I've only recently been made aware of that. The girls in the house, I think Julia might have come up with the name a little while ago, and we had a chat with the girls. They thought that were the funniest people in the world. And said, look, we're happy for you guys to call us that. Just don't ever tell any of the producers and don't let it get out on set. And somehow it snuck out.
So you're stuck with it, but I think it's great. Everyone loves that bromance. People are saying it's the most epic bromance ever. Someone else said her heart broke into 1,000 pieces. There's poems being written for you and everything.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
What is this Tumblr thing?
Tumblr, it's like a blog. You should go onto it and just put in there, Ben... or put in their bandy, and then so many people have jumped on board with this whole bandy thing.
It's almost bigger than Facebook, Ben. This bloke is 25. He created Tumblr. He's worth $800 million.
Wow, that's what you need to do. You need to find something like that.
Yeah,
and get on top.
So, Ben, what's next? Are you excited? There's so much ahead for you now.
I am really excited. I think the next is sort of take a breath, spend some time with family and have a look at sort of what is next. For me, I went in with this pretty strong idea of what my food dream was, mm-hmm. And that was to open up a little restaurant somewhere on the coast, attach it to a cooking school, and then have sort of local schools send kids in on different days, and those kids would be in charge of writing the menu and sourcing the produce and cooking the food and doing the prep and all that sort of stuff.
Great.
That's the end food dream. I don't think I'm there yet. I don't think I have enough experience to open up a restaurant yet.
What's on the rumour mill this morning, that you're doing something along those lines.
What's that?
That's on the rumour mill this morning, that you've already in the swing of doing something like that on the coast. Is that a pipe dream, or are you literally in negotiations with anyone to possibly do something like that?
I am. It's a matter, I guess, of opportunities and come along, whether they fit at the time. One thing I definitely want to do is, me and Andy have decided we're going to go to Mexico and spend some time there and have a look at regional, traditional Mexican food, street food, and then come back, and when we open the restaurant, we'll put our little spin on that. I think we need to get that experience with traditional Mexican food before we sort of jump into it. And we sort of made a pact that whatever we do for the next 12 months, we'll do it together, because at least then we know we're going to have a lot of fun. And we seem to, we cook a lot better together, and we think the same way, so it's nice having that really good mate who's a really good sounding board as well.
It is so awesome that you've gone in there and found such a great mate that you can do this whole adventure with as well. Hey, watching the show, when the judges come over to your bench and start questioning what you're making, does that just completely throw you off?
It does, and I think in some way it's actually designed to do that. They want to find, the winner has to be the best person, and it's a little, I guess, trick they have in trying to find that. They come and throw a few different things at you and see what you'll come up with when you're put on the spot. And there are times when you thrive under that pressure, and there are times when you don't. And I think I went into last night's challenge in the wrong headspace to begin with. We'd been sort of under the pump and cooking so much and under so much pressure that when Gaz came and had a chat to me and sort of threw me off my original dish, it really threw me a bit.
Like when the principal of Parklands High walks past the classroom and gives you that look.
Yes, exactly. what am I doing wrong?
Yeah. Oh, I so wanted Julia to go last night. When she started to break down, I felt really bad for her. But through the series, we saw a lot of tears. Do you think anyone kind of tried to pull out the cards at any point in the competition?
I'm not sure. I don't think anyone's able to cry on cue. I think Emma probably is the only person who could cry on cue.
but
most of the time she was never in control of her own emotions. She was such an emotional person. She would cry at the drop of a hat. And I think I don't think that actually that it runs with the judges. They've done it so long now, and they're so serious about finding the best person that it always comes down to the food. I think in general, we probably feel a little bit for the people if they're having an emotional day, but I don't think the judges do. They're pretty good at picking it on the food.